Guys, it is day number 40. You made it. The last day of this challenge, and I hope you've gotten a lot of value and encouragement. And the good news is this is a reference for you to go back. Maybe the video spoke to you, a certain day spoke to you. You'll have access to this. I hope you utilize it and share it when you know somebody might need it, because we should be people. We have two hands for a reason. One is to receive. The other one is to be giving. And today's finale is called Rich and Reputation. Rich in my reputation. Rich in your reputation. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is more desirable than riches, and to be esteemed better than silver or gold. You know, legally, you are given a name. Unless you change it legally, that will stay the same for all of your life. My name, middle name, end name. It's been that way. As a matter of fact, my last name goes back several centuries, and so do many of yours. There's a life that is lived, and it leaves behind a story. Behind every face, there's a drama. Behind every person watching this, you're writing a story. It's not over yet. There's chapters that are written, but you have this in your hand. And you get to write what you want that reputation to look like. I have a quote in here by Abraham Lincoln, and he said it so well. Character is like a tree, and reputation is like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it, and the tree is the real thing. The shadow is what the impression of what we think it is. You know, it's been said that, you know, charisma is what people see. Character is the person that you are. I want you to think about your life like a tree, that you're building these roots of your reputation, these roots that are going to stand tall. And roots are kind of funny because they're not the things that people see. They're the things that people don't see, but they're able to uphold something that people do see. And have you heard me say throughout this journey together that nobody is perfect? All of us are this process, but you're building something. You've got this incredible thing called life. You won the lottery the minute you were born, and that you can even listen and hear. And I don't care how old you are, whether you are in your teens, 20s, 30s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I think is the highest that I've heard of somebody actually doing this program so far, this 40-day challenge. But you have something that people not only want, desire. We're close here to the Mayo Clinic here in Scottsdale. There are people begging God for what you have. I've been at the bedside with people as they've drawn their last breath, or they were in the process of going home, of the end of not just the chapter, but the end of their life. And that's when the pen of their life is basically like this. Everyone in your life is going to have a first time and a last time moment with you. Even if you're not dead, they're going to have a first time and a last time moment with you. Moments matter. Your reputation matters. I want you to focus in on this. You know, I have a book called Prince, and I have some other content that's out that talks a lot about identity. But it's important that you realize you have something special, not just to give, but that will be talked about and left behind. One thing that's interesting is that of all the people I've ever met with, I've never met with somebody that was like, I just hope my life will be a failure. I just hope I could build this and be really bad at it. Really wish I could build a life that really wouldn't mean anything. Like, no, but I've had many conversations, men and women. Like, Todd, how do I build a life, not that I'm proud of, but that I can look back even when I'm gone. Here's a quick story that, you know, master builders, true master builders, if you look up that term, they build things not just that look incredibly, you know, designed in our lifetime. What they're building for is what goes beyond their lifetime. Their vision is so big that, yes, they see some things and they accomplish some things that stand out, like they're doing things that weren't done before, that weren't done or seen before, but it's going to actually come to fruition after they leave this planet. Let me ask you a question about your life. Sometimes it's really hard because we're just looking at the day-to-day and the feels. And I want you to lift up your eyes and think about the kind of reputation that you want to build for yourself, because reputation matters. And you are writing the story. It is not over yet. And I want to speak to you, even for people that might be watching this and you've been having a hard time. I want to tell you what, I'm going to speak life over you. You have something that you've been given. And if God's given it to you, He will help you grow it. If He's given you vision, He will give you provision for the vision. Man didn't give it to you. Man can't take it away. The only one that can give this up is you. So my prayer is for you as we're on this last day together, is that you take this seriously. Take your life seriously. And if you need help, reach out. Reach out to somebody. And let's build a reputation that we can be proud of. And even when we get to heaven and we're enjoying all that heaven offers, we've known that we've maximized the gift of life that we've been given. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I look forward to seeing you in the future for maybe the next, maybe we'll do another one of these. All right, God bless you.